Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to play a little bit of everything on this show, so don't be surprised unless it comes out of my mouth. And don't be surprised at that either. Oh, okay. John sent me this morning a video that had four bonus tracks on it from the February 19th of 1970. They had put it in stereo. I did figure out a way to make those single songs. I'm just not sure it's going to be real terrific, but you can hear everything. I will turn it up as far as I can, and you turn it up farther on your end if you need to. But here's the first one. It's called I Can't Stop Loving You, and he just
well, I can't stop loving you. I said I made up my mind. Yes, I do. To live in memory. I'm such a lonely guy.
They say
I don't think it's Blog Talk because you guys aren't hearing it. I think it's my headphones because they got kind of pulled and I the port instead of the mic plug-in. So that probably didn't help too much, you know what I mean? But it's just fading in and out. I'm probably going to have to grab my other set and see if I do that during a song. You guys will never know I do it. So please, God. So there we are. And anyway, we have lots of music. Hello, Victoria. Welcome, baby girl. Of music. And most of it is going to be Elvis. It's just the way it works out. It's the way we love it. And nobody minds it at all. So roll with it. That's not a problem. Here's one. This is a song that you just don't hear very often at all. I think I've only heard it twice before, and that's because I played it. Well, I'm going to play it again. John sent it this morning, and this is kind of a different recording from what we usually hear because it's got the outtakes. I love these. I love these. It just shows up Elvis' human side. And you know how much that's really important. I think that's really important. I love those things. So here is I'll Never Know, an acoustic version with outtakes. Take one.
How many stars are in the sky? I'll never know. What fire lights a firefly? I'll never know. What happens to this heart of mine each time you hold my hand? Sometimes the things we love the most, we never understand. I never thought these eyes would see an angel's glow. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know. What happens to this heart of mine each time you hold never thought these eyes would see an angel's glow. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know.
This sandwich almost fell, man. Lean up against this fucking wall.
Well, there's a lesson in that, honey. Don't lean on those walls. You never know. Somebody could have been muckying with them. So, yeah. I really do. Well, I changed microphones, and I'm not having any difference. So I'm still cutting out. But, oh, well, we like it. Well, we don't like the cutting out, but we like the songs anyway. So, I'm answering something. Do that. It's really rather rude, but forgive me. I've got it done. There we go. All right. And we can change that. That's not a problem. We can change that. All right. Next. I'm going to do one that I promised you a week ago I was going to do, and I just never got to it. There is named Tommy Dell, and he had a great voice, and he did some Elvis songs. He covered some Elvis songs, and here's one that he did. He does a lot of speaking songs, just like Tom T. Hall did. So here's one that he did called Teddy Bear. And now if you get down in the T's where it is, Jenny, you probably have a whole, since I was clear up in the eyes. But, you know, hey. it's my first time doing this. On a Tuesday? I don't think that matters. I think it's just my scattered brains. But here we go. Tommy Dell doing Teddy Bear.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on Channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" Well, I told him the name, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off the air. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to foreign that mic, and I talked to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and Mom's now. 'Cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in the blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now, since my dad is gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little cripple boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, 'cause I thought about my boy back in Greenville Town. Dad was gonna take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will help me keep in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's gonna back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address, and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for 3 city blocks. Why, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little cripple boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker, I'll catch you again." Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes, and I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19, came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4 and goodbye."
Yeah, I love that song. It always made me cry. And then he did a sequel to it that didn't make me feel any better when I heard it. And then somebody did another sequel to that one. And, yeah, they were different. And was able to drive that old truck. And on one, he died. So they covered their bases. They cover their bases. And, hey, guys, I'm trying to see if I can find a USB plug-in to maybe straighten that out if I bent that when I tried to plug my microphone into it. But I can't find one right now. I'm going to have to work on that a little bit later. Other than that, I really don't know why it's cutting out. I really don't, because I've replaced my microphone, and I've unplugged it and plugged it back in, and I don't know what it's doing, but it's just not a good thing. It's just not a good thing. That's all there is to it. So there you go. All right, let's do another one. All right, let's do Beatles. Hey, why not, right? Can't dance, so might as well. All right, I'm going to do their song of, I always got a kick out of it. Yeah, if I can find it. Well, whatever, it'll come up. When I least expect it, it'll just pop up and slap me in the face and say, "Hey, what you want?" And it was there when I said, oh no. How about Lynyrd Skynyrd? Leonard Skinner would be good. What? Where is? There we are. Eeny, meeny, miny. There's too many songs in here. I need to clean this out. This is driving me nuts. Okay, Leonard Skinner. Here's I Ain't the One. The title. I Ain't the One. Now remember, Leonard Skinner is Southern Rock. So they can do things like that.
One, two, three.
Then I heard Leonard Skinner. And Creedence Clearwater. You know, that really kind of explained it, though I didn't need to ask anymore. It was kind of obvious at that point. And you know, when I know I have it in here, Well, I'll come across it. I've got one in here by Brooks and Dunn. And they're definitely not straight country. There's just no way. But they're good. They're good. Maybe I've got it right here. If it's right in front of me, I'm going to do it. Yes, here it is. It's Rock My World, Little Country Girl. That wouldn't be hard to do.
Camaro with a scoop on the hood and two big speakers blasting Johnny B. Goode. Looking so sweet it oughta be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. Calvin Klein, cheap sunglasses from the five and dime. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She got her A in math and never cracked a book. She sure looks good in her denim man pearl. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. I can't dance anymore. One step, two step, get in line. I gotta find a way to make you mine. Rock my
shorts, her cowboy boots, and her cowboy hat, shaking her booty, doing her thing to this song. And the guy that was in the video was just beside himself. So, you know, I can imagine that, yeah, that'd be pretty easy to do. We could handle that. Well, the rest of you could, too. if you really wanted to. Hey, does everybody remember Tommy James and the Shondells? They were quite popular. Yeah. And just to remind you, Rock My World was done by Brooks and Dunn. And they were a pretty big name in the country field for quite a few years. So, and they just kind of, they were not the same at all. It was like day and night. And one of them was so shy, it was very, very difficult for him to be performing in front of people. So, ta-da-da, the other one became the front man. And to attach a name to one or the other, I can't remember without looking it up. But I thought, hey, you know what? That works out pretty good. That's great. You don't have to fight or do anything else about it. Ah, let's see. A 602, that's Phoenix. Let's see. Hello, who do I have?
I'm Tuzar.
It's me. I'm somebody I know.
This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
Well, how are you?
I'm feeling very good. I'm glad you opened my mind. I want to send blessings to your show. At the same time, I want all listeners to know it's a new world coming.
Just. I think it's already arrived, honey.
I mean, back in the day, you could leave your kid. Now you're leaving your mask. Why am I going back in the house real fast? Because I left my mask.
Well, I'm glad you called and said hello. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yes, ma'am. It surely has. 365 days of radio campaign is still going, and I'm constantly adamant about keeping my people in the aware of what's going on. I support your show. I support what you do. It's hard being in the front line. A lot of people go to church on Sunday, but when it comes time to actually do God's will and they have it in their power, they say no.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and that's one reason I picked up a gospel show on Sunday, because they don't have to feel like they're going to church, and they'll still get the message.
Yes.
And get the message from the music. So that's why I picked that up on Sunday. But it's like, you know, I love doing this, honey. So here I am.
Hey, man, I'm just proud of you, and I want to send you blessings.
Oh, you
happy
are?
Happy holidays. Oh, yeah, because it's hard doing the shows and getting people together and looking at your lines, and your lines are all lit up, and you got to figure out who to let talk and who to cut off and put on mute. It hurts. It's a lot.
I try to not cut anybody off. I just, you know, they're just on hold while the music's playing, and I try not to cut anybody off. So far, I've been doing pretty good with that. But, yeah, I don't have any lights blinking at me. It's just they're there. I can open their mic or close their mic or something like that, and they give me their requests before the show ever starts. I don't have to worry about that during the show, so that makes it easier too.
Hey, man. Well, you've been doing a great job. You said 9 years. Wow. I know I've been around radio all my life. I'm 43 years old, and I'm looking at a birthday coming in March. Be the will of the Lord, I make it. At the end of the day, I know God has a plan intended for my life, and I know I got to get busy. So I appreciate you opening your floor. I appreciate you having a platform where I can speak my mind and not feel bad about who I am as a man of God.
Oh,
but at the same instance, I can't look down on nobody else.
I appreciate that, sweetheart. And it's good to know that you're listening. I'm glad it feeds you. That's very, very important. Very important.
Yes.
Yes. The midweek shows are just supposed to feed your spirit and lift you up to help you get through the rest of the week. And then Sunday gives you God. That's what that's all about.
Amen.
And I love doing it. So I'm so glad you called to let me know you enjoy it and that it helps you. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everything is on point, man. If you did it, it's blood on my hands if I don't let you know. So I really like listening to your show. I got to tell you, I'm a fan. At the same time, I'm what the way because Radio Time is Christmas. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Christmas music is going to start this week right after Thanksgiving because I love Christmas music. I'm going to take every advantage. So, hey, keep calling and letting me know because that really helps me to know that what I do helps somebody else get through their life in a better fashion.
Yes, ma'am.
So
you never know who's listening. That's
the
key to radio. You never know who's listening.
True. But, you know, I don't care. I just be myself.
Amen. I mean, when God gonna bless you, he don't say, you got to come here and go here. No, the blessing just happens. And it's like, wow, this is really happening. And I've been pastoring for over 20 years, so I see God show up, and I'm like, wow, okay, this is real.
Yeah.
Never ceases to amaze me. So, I mean, I really am thankful you got this platform. I want to ensure that you have listeners and random callers because I have a whole network, 300 strong. I'm going to tell people about the show.
Oh,
but y'all brought
thank
me to your show several times.
Oh, great. Yeah, tell anybody you want. You could walk down the street downtown, hand out flyers. Hey, listen here.
Yeah, man. The word of mouth, the power of word of mouth.
Yes. Be okay with me.
Amen.
So, yeah.
I really appreciate you, Queen,
you
so much, and keep working hard. Thank you.
Oh, I will, darling. I will. I'm not a quitter. I don't give up. I just keep on going.
Amen. I'm
the only one here. But I know I'm not the only one here, and thank you for that's awesome.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day. I'm going to be here listening to the rest of the show.
Okay. Thank you. Talk to you later someday.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know I'll be back. This is not my first time.
Yeah, even if it's just to say hi. Thank
Amen.
You, darling.
You already know.
We'll talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Remember when I asked you before the call came in, you guys remember Tommy James and the Shondells? They're from the 60s, and they were quite an item. This has been one of my favorites ever since. It's called Dragging the Line.
Dragging the line.
I'll be
All right. I love that song. That's a feel-good song. You know, that's a hug in a tree song. You know it's from the 60s. I mean, come on. That's when hugging a tree was real. It was the thing to do. Hugging a tree and wearing a wreath of flowers and going barefoot and no bras for the chicks and all that stuff. That was definitely 60s. Flower child and all that. And that's when that song was real popular. So, you know, you hug a tree and do your thing, and that's, it all sneaks into the music because everybody's going to listen to it if it's there. You know, that is. So, yeah, if you'd been there, you'd know. You'd know. If you grew up in the 60s, if you were a teenager, young teenager or mid-teens or late teens, you'd be able to remember all that stuff that went on. If you hadn't reached your teens yet, you probably weren't aware enough of what that to remember the Flower Children and going down to Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco, and which is an area you really wanted to stay away from if you weren't into drugs and stuff. And to the Golden Gate Park and having a music party, and yeah, it was a different kind of thing. It was definitely a different kind of thing. But they seemed to have fun. I just didn't have a time. Gee, I wonder why. No, I don't. I know why. But anyway, yeah. Oh, well, hey, here we go. We have another caller. Let's say hey. How are you
doing? I'm doing pretty good tonight.
Oh, good. Are you guys having a good trip?
We arrived here late last night, and we ain't left the room since we got here. So we're just taking it easy and staying warm. It's cold here.
Oh, it's cold everywhere, I think, honey. Yeah, it got up to in Georgia today, and it's going to get down below freezing tonight. So,
They had a free morning out for a year last time.
Oh, that surprised me. Everybody's getting cold.
What I was calling for, my friend's daughter, Margie, said to tell everybody, thank you for the prayers that, yesterday, or day before yesterday. I'm sorry,
okay.
I'm losing my name.
Yeah.
Probably just going to let hospice take over because she's not doing that well.
Oh, okay. Well,
her daughter, she's trying to get her to talk to me.
The good part
about,
okay, so you found out everything about how she was doing and all that. And
yeah.
the good thing is that she did not die right then.
Yeah.
They had my brother on hospice twice already, and he refuses to give up. So, you know, maybe she'll come through it. Maybe she'll come through it.
I'm hoping so.
Yes, of course. And that's what the prayers are all about, honey. But just keep in mind that no matter how it turns out, and hale and hearty again. Okay, turned out good. Everything's okay. But you know what? If it goes south the other direction and she ends up going home, about it. It's still okay because she's with the father and she doesn't hurt anymore. She's well and she's happy. So either way it goes, okay. It's just us that has to be okay. And all we have to do is understand what has happened, and we can be okay. It's not going to be easy. I'm not saying it's easy. Don't just happen. But once we understand it, we can stop crying and keep on living our lives, which is what she would want, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad she made it through the heart attack, because that's the first step. That's the first thing she had to do. So she's got that down. She's got that one down. So we don't, it's in God's hands, and he's going to take care of it. And we don't have to worry about it. We just have to keep praying for whatever outcome it is for us to be able to accept it. That's what we got to pray for now. Okay, but I think people that love her are kind of glad that she made it through the heart attack at least this far. But we'll go with that, and we'll hope it gets better.
Yeah.
So we'll be okay.
I just wanted to pass the word on and let you know that we made it down here all right.
Well, thank you for letting us know, you know, because I have been wondering how she was doing. So I do thank you for letting us know.
So I went to go and ain't got much time left on their shows, so I didn't want to take up very much time.
Okay, yeah, because this is just a short one. This is just a short one, so.
Me and Todd were sitting here listening to you.
Oh, good. Good. That's awesome. I'm hoping you guys are having a great vacation. And that's the important part.
Yeah, I guess he's happy he's sitting eating again. It wasn't that long ago he ate. Now he's eating.
Hey, eating, right? Right, Clay?
Eat something else.
For eating. Just don't let anybody talk you out of it. If you want to eat, just go ahead.
He says, there you go.
Hey, that's
Christ.
That's so, you know, there's always snacks and desserts and everything. At this time, and it started a week before Thanksgiving and just continued right through New Year's. So, it is the season.
Okay, I'll let you go so you can finish your show and listen for Thursday.
Okay, yeah, I've got time for a couple more songs. Thank you and a goodbye. Yeah. So, thank you for letting us know that she did live through the heart attack, though. I'm really appreciative that you did call and tell us that. Okay?
All right. And thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. I mean, you know, I do what I'm led to do. And I was getting hit over the head with a jackhammer to pray. So we did. And that was good. So, okay, honey, and I'll be having a show on Thursday too. So if you're able, you can listen on Thursday if you want to.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Okay.
We're going out tomorrow, Thursday we're going to stay here in the ring.
Okay. Well, as long as it's that cold outside, you might as well.
Yeah, we can watch all the other people walk up down the beach. Let them freeze to death and not us.
There you go. Hey, right. I'm with you. So, okay, honey, we'll talk to you later then.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, now we know that the lady that had the heart attack did live through that heart attack, so it's in God's hands. And we just need to be able, the people that love her and know her need to be able to handle it no matter what happens. Whichever direction it goes, we can handle it. So anyway, Marshall Tucker Band. Hey, guys, here's a song by Marshall Tucker that was fairly popular when it came out. It's called Can't You...
Thank you.
Did it. Okay, kids, I've got 5 minutes left, so I want to tell everybody thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for enjoying the show. You know, that's a really big plus, and it's nice to hear. And you guys are crazy in that chat. I tell you, you are out of your minds, but I love it. I fit right in. But I'll let you guys handle the X-Men. That's not my bailiwick. Not doing that. But anyway, guys, I just so love doing these shows for you. I am so appreciative that you come to hear them. I just want you all to know I'm starting to get into the Christmas spirit now. My nails gold today. So that's the beginning. I don't have a Christmas tree, so I kind of can't do that, but I can put my Santa Clauses out. That'll happen the day after Thanksgiving. Right? And I have room. I have room now, so I can do that. So anyway, thank you so much. And remember, Thursday, show, or maybe all Elvis. You won't know unless you come listen. And it's at the same time. It's going to be 4:30 to 6:30. And you'll be sorry you missed it if you don't come listen. And you know where to find the links. And I'll be there. Say hey. There you go. Love y'all. God bless you. And I will see you soon.
Woke up this morning and I tried to call you, but you weren't there. Kinda put me in despair. So I thought maybe I could lose my mind in the countryside. So I went for a ride. But I never stopped thinking about you. Found myself wishing you were there, just to be with me. Feel the breeze, sun smile, I didn't care. I decided to try just one whole time, let you know I really love you so. Before I arrived, I saw you go away with another guy. A tear filled my eye, but I never stopped thinking about you. Found myself wishing you were there, just to be. I didn't care. A long time has passed since that day I cried. Life is fine and I'm doing fine. But when I'm at home and I feel all alone, well, I think of you. I try to get a message through. But I never stop thinking about you. Found myself wishing you were there, just to be with me. Feel the breeze, sun smile, I didn't care.
All right, guys, that's it for today. So I shall see you on Thursday, or you shall hear me on Thursday, or however. I'll be here. I'll be just as much out of my mind, and we'll have just as much fun. So behave yourselves so you can listen again Thursday. Don't freeze to death. Get a wood stove. You know, I can afford a wood stove almost. I'm going to. And goodbye until Thursday. Love you all. God bless.